Patrick Fields there with Shade Away. It is just past 20 past 8 in the morning. You're on the Brekkie Show with Dean and Jack this morning. Now, Jack, tell me about the environment.
Well, yeah, I don't often get an opportunity to get in the studio for Brekkie, but I thought I might, you know, I'm the resident greenie here at Next, and thought I might get on my soapbox a little bit. We're going to have a chat with Joe Taranto later in the show when we get her on the line. But you might have seen, Dino, that international report published recently, saying we're in pretty deep doo-doo when it comes to climate change, us human beings. Yeah,
we're What?
Yes, we are in pretty dire straits. All the warming trends are looking pretty catastrophic at the moment. So it was the IPCC report, which is produced by the world's leading climate scientists. And they say we need to keep warming below 1.5 degrees globally. Otherwise, we'll risk millions of people slipping into poverty and hunger. We'll have more violent natural disasters, and we'll also lose most of the world's reefs and glaciers if we don't do anything.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Yeah, it is, totally.
This information isn't something that hasn't been unknown for a while. Like, it's not like all of a sudden everyone was like, oh, hey, guess what? And we've known about climate change and you know, global warming for quite some time.
Yeah, I think it's 40 years the first kind of science was revealing this stuff. It can feel really overwhelming as well. Like, that's kind of why we want to have a chat with Joe when we get her on the line as well.
I've heard as well that plastic pollution is in a really sort of catastrophic way.
Yeah.
And it feels, as you said, it feels huge and overwhelming.
Totally.
I guess, do you have any sort of tips or ideas as our resident greenie, who is currently on his greenie soapbox, do you have any good tips or ideas that people can sort of implement just like day to day? For someone like me, we're all pretty busy. Just, you know, I don't have time to go out and save the planet. I wish I did. But are there little things I can do?
Yeah, totally. So try and avoid those single-use plastics. So those single-use plastics refer to things like your plastic bag at the supermarket. Mm. If you can, just chuck stuff in your backpack or your handbag, or bring along a canvas bag if you can remember. And if you do need to buy one of those new, you know, thick plastic bags, try and bring it back and use it a few times at least.
Unlike a certain housemate that will remain nameless at this stage, has over 30 in his bedroom.
Yeah, and we all know a plastic bag round isn't going to save the world, but it is. All these little things do add up. So those single plastics, you've also got, you know, your coffee cups. You can carry one around in your bag with you. You can ask for no straws in your drink when you're at a bar, because you don't really need them most of the time, and they just kind of float. Well, they're a really bad one actually for the oceans, because they kind of just float away, blow off, you know, bar tables straight into the ocean. Mm. I know down in Manly in the Northern Beaches, they have a snorkel every Sunday where they strap on snorkels and literally pull out hundreds of straws that have blown off all the bars along the promenade there. Ugh. So straws is a really easy one to avoid. At home, you can get your greens, you know, your food scraps and compost them. Find somewhere to dig it into the soil, and it really enriches Sydney soil, which is pretty crappy anyway.
You live in the inner city, close to the inner city. You're in Pyrmont.
Yeah.
Do you keep a recycling? A compost?
Yeah, I do actually. So I have this cheap little system you can set up in your apartment with this box called a Bokashi, free plug there. You put your scraps in, and you add a little bit of kind of sawdust stuff, and it kind of pickles down and becomes this mix that you then bury in the ground. So I take it back to my folks' place and bury it in their garden. And it turns into beautiful soil. Yeah. Yeah. So there's lots of easy stuff you can do, really.
Yeah, look, I suppose it's just sort of being mindful.
Yeah.
And that's probably the way to start. Being mindful and then sort of in your day-to-day life, just looking where you can to find those little environmental savers.
Yeah, totally.
That everyone can pick up on.
It.
Well, hopefully we'll get Joe Taranto on the line later on, and we can have a chat to her in more depth about saving the planet in a sort of city-centric and 2018 way for the busy person.
Yeah, totally. It's easy.
Right now, though, it's time for some Destiny Child, Lose My Breath. You're on Next.